When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
You found Fantasy Football Weekly Micro. A deep dive on one player in just 5 to 10 minutes. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly Micro Edition. I am Paul Charchian. This is edition number 2 of Fantasy Football Weekly Micro. My co-host remains Tyler Canabley. Hey, Tyler.
We're back.
We are back. We broke down yesterday. We broke down Kyle Pitts. We saw that one pretty differently. We're going to go to another player that's going to be pretty polarizing, Jonathan Taylor, today. And again, the focus on Fantasy Football Weekly Micro Edition, we do a deep dive on one player lasting 5 to 10-ish minutes or so, although I think our last one went 11. Shh, don't tell anybody. We need it to feel micro. And the idea is we can give you one of these every day, at least every weekday. Let's talk Jonathan Taylor. Let's begin here. Everybody knows that he was the first running back taken in fantasy football drafts last year, and everybody knows he didn't live up to anywhere near that billing because he was hobbled all season with on and off ankle injuries.
Yeah, I mean, right now he's going where he went RB1 last year, as you said. He's going as the RB3 right now, so mm-hmm. End of round one. And he finished like RB18 in points per game in 22, only played 11 games due to that injury. And I feel like this is definitely going to be one of those situations where the same people who weren't drafting McCaffrey and Barkley last offseason yeah. because they were injury prone, if you had Jonathan Taylor last season, you're not going to draft him again.
You got burned. big time.
So you better hope the person with the 101 last year is drafting right in front of you in the first round this year, because he is going to be one of those players that some people will just never draft again because he burned them so badly.
He did. And unfortunately, Taylor got hurt right out of the gate. Like, I believe it was week one, got hurt, and then he was just missed games, played hurt, clearly not himself, and the offensive line for the Colts was dreadful. Obviously, coaching change, quarterback changes, just everything went wrong. Interesting that Jonathan Taylor is still RB3. Most people feel like the bounce back is still coming. So let's dig into some of the extra stats on him. What did we learn from him last year?
Yeah, from last year, well, honestly, I think we would be doing him justice if we didn't at least touch on his 2021 season where he was the RB1.
He was awesome.
So according to Next Gen Stats, he led all running backs in yards over expected, mm-hmm. 481, rushes of 20-plus miles per hour, 6, and rushing yards after contact, 1,418. That was 1,418 of his 1,800 total rushing yards.
That's a lot.
Which is
after contact.
Yes.
Yeah, he had if you have 1,400 yards after contact, 1,400 yards leads the NFL in rushing
exactly.
Many times. Yes.
So this is a guy who can make people miss. And if you just compared kind of those similar stats to last season, mm-hmm. he was 15th in expected yards per attempt, where in the year prior, he was obviously number one. But he still finished above guys like Kenneth Walker, Austin Eckler, and Josh Jacobs, all guys who might have won you leagues last year. So yeah. It's not even to say
Eckler did it through the air.
Yes.
So, the running was not magical for him, but yes.
I just think it's worth noting that these are guys that did win you your league last year, mm-hmm. and he still played good last year. I truly think if the situation was even at just average,
yeah.
we would have gotten a better version of Jonathan Taylor, if he was healthy, of course.
Now we've got a change at head coach. We've got a looming change at quarterback. Let's talk about looking forward, what some of these changes might mean.
I think if we just kind of, so obviously Shane Steichen's the new head coach, who was a play caller, offensive coordinator in Philadelphia. And one of the things he did for sure was run the football in Philadelphia.
Correct.
So I know the personnel are different. We'll get into the Jalen Hurts without Jalen Hurts comparison here in a minute.
Good.
But the Eagles finished with the fourth most rushing yards per game last season, the most rushing touchdowns, and the most rushing attempts. Now, I know some of you are going to be like,
Jalen Hurts. Exactly. Yeah, right. How much of that was driven by Jalen Hurts alone? Because he's special and different, and unless the Colts go Anthony Richardson in the draft, which they might, that's not going to be there. So let's talk about this. How much of that Shane Steichen offense was, rushing offense was driven by Jalen Hurts?
So if you remove Jalen Hurts, his rushing totals, and replace it with league average stats.
Yes.
The Eagles would have finished 10th in rushing attempts per game, still top 10, 9th in rushing yards, and they would have finished 1st in rushing touchdowns. Even if you take away half, of Jalen Hurts' rushing TDs, they still would have finished 1st.
Okay.
And the league average was 3.8 for attempts per game for running backs. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying it was kind of a thing when you're looking at the stats where Jalen Hurts, he had like 13 rushing touchdowns. If you take away, obviously, 13 of those, like, they're not going to be number one anymore.
Right. But quarterbacks usually run in 3, 4.
Exactly.
So I don't know if you can even
if you take a half away, that's still, I did 6. Mm-hmm. They still had the most rushing touchdowns.
Okay.
And another thing that's really going to bode well, I think, for Jonathan Taylor is the Miles Sanders factor in this. This is a stat that surprised me. Miles Sanders finished tied 3rd. And red zone touches last season with Jalen Hurts on his team. He had 44 red zone touches. Jalen Hurts had 43 red zone touches.
Wow.
So even if you take away, because I'm assuming it depends on what quarterback the Colts are going to draft, obviously. But if they draft someone like Bryce Young's not going to have 43 red zone touches.
No, he's not. Rushing attempts.
Anthony Richardson, we'll see. Gardner Minshew, definitely not.
No.
So, it's just a crazy set. So even if you take away half of those, you take away half of Jalen Hurts' red zone touches and gave him to Miles Sanders, which is kind of...
Well, then he probably would have been number one in red zone touches.
He would have just edged out Austin Eckler.
Yeah, so. that makes sense. So I love that part. Shane Steichen, dude, never passed near the goal line. I mean, it was just all running near the goal line, and that probably doesn't change. And why should it? He just went to the Super Bowl on this methodology, and he's got Jonathan Taylor at his disposal, is way better than Miles Sanders.
I also think he has the personnel to do it as well. They had the 13th best run blocking O-line, according to PFF. It was 9th in 2021, so pretty much the same kind of group. I believe Quentin Nelson was hurt a little bit last year,
too. He was, yeah.
So they're hopefully getting him back, and I just think this is going to be a team that wants to run the football, especially when you think about they're going to have to draft a rookie quarterback. I mean, think everyone expects them to draft
a
rookie quarterback.
100% chance.
Exactly. So yes. I did a little digging, and this is a list of running backs and their finishes the year their team drafts a first-round rookie quarterback. The thinking behind it, obviously, is you're not going to want your rookie quarterback throwing 50 times a game and just kind of ruining his confidence. They're going to want to play kind of through somebody else like a Jonathan Taylor or someone like that to kind of ease him into NFL life. So here's what I found. So in Chicago, they draft Justin Fields. Dave Montgomery was RB15.
Okay, that was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yep. Cincinnati, Joe Burrow. Joe Mixon was RB11. Chargers drafted Justin Herbert. Austin Eckler, RB12. New York Giants draft Daniel Jones. Saquon, RB7. Mm. Cardinals, Kyler Murray, Kenyon Drake, RB14.
Okay.
So those were all the players.
Those are first-round quarterbacks and how the first-round rookie quarterbacks and how the running backs did in that offense.
Yeah.
And these are good running backs. Montgomery, Mixon, Eckler, Barkley. Well, not Kenyon Drake. But those are good running backs. What stands out is RB15, RB11, RB12, RB7, RB14. Those aren't great numbers.
Yeah, well, first off, it's average points per game, so it's not, you're not accounting injuries into that, so I'm sure some of these might be a little bit inflated. But that's the kind of thing that scares me a little bit, too, is these, you're drafting at RB3 right now.
Yeah.
And these are...
Nobody's getting close to that.
Exactly. I think the one thing we should say is that I think Jonathan Taylor might be better than all of these running backs in terms of actually running the football. Maybe Saquon, you can at least have an argument, but David, Joe, Austin Eckler, Kenny Drake, mm-hmm. Jonathan Taylor's better than all these running backs, and he finished as an RB1 before.
Yeah.
So I think that's worth mentioning. And just for the sake of people, I'm guessing you're like, what about Trevor Lawrence, Kenny Pickett? Those were like the good running backs that I had listed, and then the running backs that didn't finish as hot. So Pittsburgh, Kenny Pickett, Najee Harris, RB20.
That's Jackson.
So we got Trevor Lawrence, James Robinson, RB23. Zach Wilson, gets drafted, Michael Carter, RB35, and then this one's funny, Dwayne Haskins, and then Adrian Peterson.
Yes. Adrian Peterson was at the obviously the bitter end of his career at that point.
This is RB28.
Okay.
And the exemptions were obviously Jordan Love and Trey Lance.
That's not data that suggests that Jonathan Taylor is likely to live up to RB3, which is really interesting when they do bring in the rookie quarterback. And obviously, you know, the rookies are learning on the job. And that doesn't, you know, a lot of defenses are going to be able to have the luxury to just key in this case, on Jonathan Taylor.
Quick question. If let's say the Colts draft.
Yeah.
Let's go Will Levis.
Okay.
Let's say they take Will Levis.
Yeah.
Do you think that Will Levis leads Jonathan Taylor to similar numbers what Carson Wentz did when Jonathan Taylor was the RB1? Do you think Will Levis can do what Carson Wentz was in Indianapolis?
Carson Wentz is so polarizing that way. You know, I guess historically, no would be the answer. He wouldn't quite be at the Carson Wentz level. And I don't have Wentz's numbers from 2021 in front of me, but I want to say he's through like 28 touchdowns, which is not likely for a rookie to get to. And so probably not quite, no. And so I don't know that you can say, yeah, well, Will Levis in his rookie year, especially him in particular, because he's
a very polarizing quarterback.
He is a super polarizing quarterback. Yeah, I don't think he would spur that, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think Jonathan Taylor had the – I feel like when we were just watching that season when he finished RB1, it's a lot of breakaway runs, like something that I don't know can be replicated. But then again, Jonathan Taylor is just a beast. When he's healthy, you know he's going to be a top five back in the league. So I guess I'm a hold on the RB3 right now. Let's see some more pieces kind of get added to that offense and maybe I'll have a better decision.
I wanted to get better value on Jonathan Taylor off the bad season. RB3 is not the value.
Yeah,
I think I'm out in RB3. I think I'm going to let somebody else take him at pick 3 or pick 4 of a draft. I'll take Travis Kelce.
There you go.
Like I'll play it safe and go a different direction. Thank you, Tyler, and thank you for listening to Fantasy Football Weekly Micro Edition. Back tomorrow with another player to break down. Do we preview the player? Should we do that?
Let's do it.
Let's talk about Derek Carr, new landing space for Derek Carr, surrounded by young, talented weapons. It's very exciting. What do we think about Derek Carr's prospects 2023? Talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.